For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley. A Missouri inmate scheduled to be put to death next week is asking the Missouri Supreme Court to halt the execution. John Winfield faces execution June 18th for killing two women in St. Louis County in 1996. Attorneys for Winfield said in a court filing today, it's unconstitutional for the state to execute him with a, quote, unregulated compounded drug from an undisclosed supplier of unknown ingredients and through unknown processes, end quote. Missouri is among several states that refuses to disclose the source of their execution drugs. Winfield also has his appeals pending before the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court. He would be the seventh person put to death in Missouri since November. A Southwest Airlines jet backing away from a gate at Boston's Logan International Airport struck a stationary JetBlue Airways plane. No injuries have been reported. An airport spokesman says the Kansas City-bound Boeing 737 was backing away from the gate just after 7 this morning when its left wingtip struck the right horizontal stabilizer of an empty JetBlue aircraft. A Southwest spokesman says the 108 passengers aboard the 737 were placed on other flights. The jet was then taken out of service. A Federal Aviation Administration spokeswoman says the incident is under investigation. The Veterans Affairs Department says nearly 1,400 patients who sought appointments through the VA Medical Center in St. Louis over the past decade were never seen. Today, the VA released details of an audit of 731 VA hospitals and outpatient clinics. 13% of schedulers reported being told by supervisors to falsify appointment schedules to make patient waits appear shorter. The audit found that more than 57,000 patients are still awaiting initial medical appointments at least 90 days after requesting them. The audit also found that nearly 64,000 who enrolled in the VA system over the past 10 years have never had appointments, including more than 1,300 in St. Louis, nearly 200 in Kansas City, and 71 in Columbia. The VA says it is taking corrective action. A Missouri lawmaker is calling on Governor Jay Nixon to not cut dental benefits from next year's state budget when he signs the $26 billion spending plan into law later this month. Republican House member Sue Allen chairs the committee that oversees budget writing for the three state agencies that handle Medicaid spending.
I would encourage anyone who really cares significantly about the adult dental to communicate to the governor's office and beyond and spread the word.
Lawmakers also restored Medicaid benefits covering physical, occupational, and speech therapies when they passed the state budget last month. The Democratic governor and GOP-led legislature have clashed every year over various budget items, and each year Nixon has announced several cuts and delayed expenditures on the same dates that he signed the budget into law. He has until June 30th to take action on the 13 bills that make up Missouri's budget. For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley.